Okay, this is the second light of Canada, Hanukkah. Today I want to hopefully build on yesterday's aim, which is to make sure that our enthusiasm and our inspiration for Hanukkah doesn't dwindle, okay? It's a very serious thing to be a robot. The Torah, Hashem doesn't want us to be robots, and especially on Hanukkah, where we have 8 days to intensify our appreciation and our praise, it's very important that we don't let it come old, God forbid. So first of all, in order to be able to fortify ourselves and connect in the way we need to, let's consider what lies before us. What are the things we're going to be doing that we're going to be repeating a lot? And let's see if we can get some perspectives on it that can help us keep infusing enthusiasm. Okay? First of all, we're going to be lighting candles 8 times. And yesterday I mentioned the importance of taking a few moments during Halakhos Neros where you just let your shoulders relax, close your eyes, and think about how Hanukkah is a gift to you, that just like your kids are getting gifts, you're getting a gift each day too. Someone said beautifully, a guy who came from Canada said today, he just got married and had a kid, thank God, and he looked at one candle in connection to his wife and tonight's candle as his child. So take Hanukkah personally. That's the way to do that. But you have to stop what you're doing. And now, you know, we can be doing wonderful things. We can be saying Tehillim, singing songs. But if we don't take a little quiet time to connect, where there's no distractions, then we won't be able to take advantage of the candle the way we need to. Okay, next. What happens shortly after there? The famous song, Ma O Tzor Yeshua Si, di 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 di, a lovely Jewish niggun, right? Not correct. Believe it or not, that tune is a German march. Now, of all holidays, how could it be that on Hanukkah, we sing a tribute to Hanukkah in a German march? So this is classic Jewish history. There was a Friedrich in Germany who was extremely anti-Semitic, and the Jews there wanted to do Mao Tzor. Now, Mao Tzor is a song that always we had to do undercover. That's why it's a very hard song to understand what it's alluded to. It's all in remez to protect the Jews from persecution, interesting. So at the very end it says, Deche Admon Betzel Tamon 999. So Admon means the red one. Friedrich always wore red, and it was basically saying, expressing a wish that he'd be pushed into Gehenna for the horrible suffering he's inflicted on the Jews. So this is the Jews are praying to Hashem about the defeat of the enemies with the tune of their enemies. So hopefully, think of that. Think of the live connection to Ma Tzor that took place then. Another thing is this Ma Tzor is packed with mitzvahs, okay? We're going to be asked when we get to the world to come, Ad Me'asrim, he said, did you yearn for the Geula every day? Did you want my Beis HaMikdash? Shows, what do we say in the very, very first paragraph? Tikon beis tefilasi v'shana na nizabeach. We're praying for the Beis HaMikdash. You know, right now, who knows, we could be on the brink of Jewish history right now. So in that first paragraph, you can fulfill the mitzvah of yearning for the geula, the redemption. And also, it's a mitzvah, according to the Ramban, it's a mitzvah on a daily basis to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is alluded to in Ma Tzor, okay, and also Mechias Amalek, which is alluded to in Ma Tzor. So look at this. Here's a song that we can sing with a beautiful niggun and be sentimental, and maybe we'll get tired of the song 8 days later, right? But if you direct your heart towards Hashem, there's a lot of mitzvahs that you can fulfill in that. Okay, another thing we will be doing a lot of is eating things with cheese and oil. right? Because, so again, while we're eating, if we're having something with milk or cheese, we have to realize that one of the things we can do is not just express our thanks to Hashem, but express our thanks to the courageous Jewish people who were willing to risk their lives for Torah and mitzvos, right? So Yehudit was one of those heroines who did that. So when you eat some of the milk and cheese, express thanks to her and thanks that Hashem blessed her efforts with success, okay? And the same thing with the oil, you know, be it lakas or sufgani oat, the oil, the Shem and Zayas, we're supposed to connect our thoughts and our hearts to the fact that that Hashem made the miracle with the Shemen, right? So again, let's be on guard to connect to Hashem from these Hanukkah pastimes, if you will, in the Suda. Okay, next we have Hallel and Hodah. All right, so let's talk about Al HaNisim first. Okay, Al HaNisim is going to be said. In terms of tefillah alone, it's going to be said 28 times, all right, during Hanukkah, not to mention every time we bench, so if you're having a suda. So the more you have a direct appreciation of the words of Al HaNisim, the better. And so in that spirit, I want to again mention, it says in the days of Modest Yahu, it mentions the people who were courageous, the courageous Jews. Why we can also thank them for being, they put themselves on the line, which gave an excuse to Hashem to take care of us. So one is to appreciate that. Another thing is, it says they tried to get us to forget our the Torah and the Chukim. Now, it's one thing to the Tehillas Israel points this out. It's one thing to get us to stop learning, but how can they succeed to get us to forget it? And we're not talking about people who are not religious. There were plenty of religious Jews there. If they're practicing to fill in all these things, okay, they did say to stop some of the mitzvahs, but how are they going to make us forget about it totally? The answer is disturbing. What the Greeks started, and we see the truth of it today, is all they had to do was take God out of the Torah and mitzvos, right? Once that's removed, before you know it, the people forget. We see in Eretz Israel, there's plenty of school kids that don't know how to say the Shema. They grow to adults, they're not familiar with the Shema. Look at that, and then this is in the land of Israel, okay? So that was what we were up against. And we had to realize that when Hashem made the miracle, we have to have so much appreciation that was prevented, and that there's still amongst us that remember the Torah and the mitzvos. Another thing is this, that may not be totally appreciated. We declare in Al HaNisim, when we start discussing the what Hashem did, right? It says, Ata berachamecha rabim, you with your tremendous mercy, right? So if Hashem does something out of mercy, it implies we didn't deserve it. Now, I don't know about you, but when I think about the courageous Maccabees and Yochanan and his sons, you know, taking on their courage and Mesiris Nefesh, I feel like, well, of course he's going to do a miracle. But we have to realize something. This is from Rav Chaim Friedlander, just a critical perspective. The Greeks were given the ability by Hashem to persecute us for 52 years. We were suffering persecution, not able to practice the Torah. Now, what is Hashem doing that for? Of course, he's doing this to trigger in us a national response of tshuva. And it went on for 52 years. Did that happen? No. Says Rav Friedlander, a handful of people, the 13 people went to some courageous women, a handful of people did tshuva, and Hashem made a profound miracle. The military victory, the candles, all in the merit of a few. That's rachamecha rabim. That's tremendous compassion. What am I doing here? I'm trying to role model what we need to do during these days, so that we don't have our recital of Allah Nisim and Mahout Sor and all these things become rote. The way to do that is to infuse new insights into it. Another thing, a beautiful, let's move to Hallel, that everyone's saying, is there's a perspective in Hallel that is so important for us, and this is from the Malbim. After the famous Tehillim that we say on every Hallel, every day, time we have a mitzvah, say Hallel, is B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim, right? So in there, we talk about the sea splitting, the Yarden splitting, the mountains skipping and dancing. By the way, that was an allusion to Har Sinai, the Ramban says. Not everyone realizes that. So all those profound miracles require, for those things to happen, it generally speaking, it requires a lot of merit on the people's half. On behalf, the Jews had to get those incredible miracles. They had to do the Korban Pesach. They had to do the Bris Milah. Miracles require merit. Yet, there's something else. What are we going to do then? How do we have enough merit to ask for the Beis Hamikdash and incredible? The Gula is supposed to have miracles bigger than Mitzrayim. So what if we don't have the merit? We're not stuck. Because the next Tehillim that we're going to be saying, only this is one of the rare ones that we say when we recite full Hallel, is Lo Lanu Hashem Lo Lanu, Tein L'Shimcha Kavod. It says, the Malbim explains, Hashem, we want those miracles too, even if we don't have merit. Why? Because we care about Chilul Hashem. We're so concerned. The next words of Tehillim say, Hashem, why should the Goyim say, where's your God? Right? This is a negotiating stance for us. We can say, Hashem, at least for your glory, you created such a beautiful world for everyone to recognize who you are and what you've done, right? For that, if not for us, Tein L'Shimcha Kavod, give for your name, bring about glory. Let the Goyim not ask, where's their God? Let them see where the God is. Do open miracles. So that's a theme that is very important for us. This is our way to feel like we can request the Beis Hamikdash. We're saying, Hashem, you know, if we have the merit, fantastic. But even if not, God forbid, please do it for the sake of your glory. Okay, I'm hoping that I've presented you with some insights into some of the things we're going to be doing. Don't eat a donut or a latke without thinking about what it's celebrating, what it represents. Try to explore the depth and the meaning that are involved in all the things that constitute our forms of Hodah and Hallel. And please, God, we'll keep the fire burning, at least until tomorrow.